Kick the dust up. Kick the dust up.
This is Up North News. I'm Pat Brightlow. We have heard from three of the four candidates on the Democratic side running for Congress in the 3rd Congressional District. Hope you enjoyed that. If you have any feedback on it, questions to ask other candidates between now and November, our email address is radio@upnorthnewswi.com. Again, radio@upnorthnewswi.com. Don't forget the WI if you're looking for our website or for us on social media. And we'll look to take calls in some future segments, but I knew I had a lot of ground I wanted to cover with the candidates. But if you still got your pen handy, our line here is 715-388-7155. And again, we'll look for doing more listener interaction in future shows, especially if we start doing more trivia questions, Luke, because we had one yesterday and I don't know if you ever saw that I answered that question for you. We opened the show, as always, with Stevie Ray Vaughan and Crossfire, and you did not know who the drummer was for Stevie Ray Vaughan.
I did not, but you so kindly sent it over to me, and honestly, I've forgotten since, because yesterday was a little bit of a whirlwind, and I know that I saw it, and that's
and since you say, which again simply involved typing into a Google search bar,
right.
But Chris Layton it was the drummer for Double Trouble, and talked a bit about that final album from Stevie Ray Vaughan. They were talking about a breakup, and yet somehow these songs came together, and Chris Layton was one of the co-writers of it. So we've got our musical trivia answer for today. You were mentioning that we played a little bit of Don Henley from The Boys of Summer, because and I'm not seeing it yet, but you see Don Henley is a contributor to somebody in the Wisconsin race for governor.
Yes, J.R. Ross over at wispolitics.com tweeted out earlier, going over some of the campaign finance disclosures that are coming out with the most recent reporting deadline. Looks like Don Henley was a campaign contributor to one of those gubernatorial candidates here in the state of Wisconsin. Do we want to use that as our trivia? Should we?
Oh, no. It's Don Henley. If you can't figure out he's supporting Tony Evers over the Republicans, then you don't know Don Henley, and you need to never listen to the Eagles again. But yeah, it just made me wonder, as a legislator and a candidate for Congress, why I never thought to hit up Don Henley for $1,000. You know, that's pocket change for him, right?
Probably. So I would, yes, J.R. Ross reporting that was on the campaign finance disclosure reports for incumbent Governor Tony Evers.
Well, it doesn't surprise me, because that we get that from J.R., because we have some of the most amazing political journalists in this state. And I used to be one of them, not one of the better ones, but one that was just as dedicated. And so to that end, you will hear me occasionally criticize some of the work that comes out of newsrooms. It's part of why we started Up North News. We are so against both sidesism when both sides is not required to accurately and more completely tell a story. But the fact remains, we have people like J.R. Ross, and another that I want to single out, and that is Patrick Marley, who until recently was at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. And I, along with a lot of folks, were kind of sad to see that he had been plucked away by the Washington Post. But the last thing that they would do with him is just send him to, you know, tromp around New Hampshire or Iowa or whatever. He's still reporting on Wisconsin issues and has managed to, you know, break another story today in the Washington Post. The headline is "Memo Shows Wisconsin GOP Lawyer Privately Opposed Decertifying Biden's 2020 Win." And of course, we are talking about the Inspector Clouseau of Wisconsin. That would be one Michael Gableman, the right-wing former justice of the state Supreme Court, who has now wasted more than $1 million of tax dollars investigating something that doesn't exist, shadow boxing, as Brad Paff put it. And he's somebody who has said we should look into decertification, which, again, not a thing. And especially now, you know, 2 years into it, just about, imagine if any time, are we going to go back and relitigate the Illinois results from 1960 and declare that Richard Nixon was president instead. At some point, much like Al Gore said in 2000, you move on because the country has to. And instead, Donald Trump has continued a movement that pushes for this non-existent decertification as a way to further divide Americans from one another. So, as Patrick Marley writes in the Washington Post, it was an extraordinary public statement from a former state Supreme Court justice hired by Republican lawmakers to probe the 2020 election. Wisconsin should take a, quote, hard look at canceling Joe Biden's victory and revoking the state's 10 Electoral College votes. The comments that were made in March drew applause from a packed hearing room in the state capitol. Phrase from former President Donald Trump, but a newly unearthed memo shows that former Justice Michael Gableman soon afterward offered a far different analysis in private. Gableman wrote to Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, quote, "While decertification of the 2020 presidential election is theoretically possible, it is unprecedented and raises numerous substantial constitutional issues that would be difficult to resolve. Thus, the legal obstacles to its accomplishment render such an outcome a practical impossibility." Well, what the hell are we still paying you for? Honestly, the widespread fraud that didn't exist, the only thing he's existing to do right now and that taxpayers are funding are a series of lawsuits over the way that Gableman has conducted his investigation. Most notably in these legal cases, his failure to follow the law when it comes to open records, to public records. It's been the subject of multiple lawsuits. And under the lawsuits, there has been courtroom demands for some of Gableman's records. That memo was released under the state's open records law to the watchdog group American Oversight, which then shared it with Patrick Marley at the Washington Post. And so that is, as the American Oversight executive director Heather Sawyer says, decertification is, quote, a fiction designed to advance conspiracy theories and undermine confidence in our democracy. And frankly, you know, mission accomplished on that front. But this is not one where all the toothpaste is out of the tube and there's no sense even trying. And I do hear that from people, and I take great issue with that. We can, in fact, undo a lot of this damage, but it is going to take time. In part because people do not like to admit that they were wrong. And even if they never stated, you know, the big lie, they still may have harbored and expressed doubts about election integrity, when in fact, Gableman and others have determined there's nothing there. There's no there there. They got flim-flammed by the ultimate flim-flam man in Donald Trump. And as more people recognize that, we can begin to move forward with continued fair elections that are accurate and that give us the leadership we need rather than those advancing conspiracy theories. That's our show for today. I'm Pat Kreitlow. Join me at upnorthnewswi.com for my daily newsletter, and we will see you back here tomorrow morning at 8.